Hello everyone, welcome. My name is Richard and welcome to Off The Shelf. This is a comic book podcast dedicated to looking at the latest and the oldest comic books known to men and women. And it's my job to sit here and review it. After our very epic intro music, I'm going to explain how this podcast works and we're going to get down and dirty with our first comic book. So sit back, relax, and I'll also tell you where you can find the show and subscribe and all those great little things in the process. See you in a sec. So actually, depending on what time I got, or if I managed to create it myself, you may have heard some really epic, like, superhero-style music. If not, you've heard some crappy, music that we're just going to use. But anyway, I digress. Welcome to the show. Off the Shelf, as I said in the introduction, is all about the latest and greatest, or even the oldest and greatest, comic book stuff hit our shelves. And I want to set myself a bit of a challenge and a bit of a task here, and going to record my journey. I'm trying to think when it'll be out. I want to do at least an episode a week. And I'm not going to just stick with one set of comics. I'm going to stick with all comics. We're going to be looking at doing our overalling arc, if you like, is Earth 616, the big Marvel universe, not the cinematic universe, the Marvel universe, Earth 616, that starts all the way back in 1961. And the first comic that's coming up in today's show is the Fantastic Four number one. And I'm going to kind of be spoiling the comic to death, looking at the artwork, the panels. And if you head over to Off The Shelf's Instagram, I'll be uploading some of the panels there as well and going into depths of some of my favorite panels from this issue. I'm going to talk about what I liked, what I disliked, those kind of things, and everything in between that I think really kind of sums up this, how I felt reading this comic. Because, my God, there's some reading to be done. So, who am I, and, well, where can you find this show? So, my name is Richard, as I've multiple times said. I'm 32, I'm a father and a husband, not that has anything to do with it. And I've always enjoyed the superhero genre. I never really read comics as a kid, but as I've got older, I found myself wanting to go back over some media that I missed out growing up. And comics is one of those things. And, you know, it's all good and all gravy, and nothing wrong with that. I think it's great to sit back, read anything. During lockdown, I actually sat and read a book called The Silent Patient, which is actually the inspiration for doing this in the process. And I managed to sort myself out with a subscription, doing the Marvel thing, reading, you know, or a comic subscription, reading on my iPad. I picked up a 11-inch iPad Pro, and I have to say it's probably an incredible comic book reader, any kind of reader. I'm using the Panels app and I've got some digitally, and it's really good. It's really, really good. But like I said, the overarching story to this show is the Marvel 616. We're going to be filtering in some DC stuff as well. We've got a lot of DC comics to go over in the process. Taking a look at my iPad when everything decides it wants to work. Just for example, on the DC side of stuff, we've got, give me a sec, things like Batman, you got Batman Year One, we've got the Legends of Dark Knights, Death Metal, Batman Judge Dredd, lots of different ones. There's a Joker one, the Batman, or Batman the Killing Joke, loads and loads of stuff. I'm really, really gassy for some weird reason. I really apologize. I don't know why I've had to announce that publicly, but yeah, for some reason. So I think I've just rambled on enough about the intro. You can find this show now. It could be uploaded to Anchor, anchor.fm/offtheshelf is probably going to be the initial point that I upload it. I am looking at other podcasting sites. So if you have a good recommendation, please hit me up on Twitter on at Off The Shelf, or my Instagram, same. Hopefully that'll be the ones I can get. If not, there'll be a link in the description that you can find. But anyway, let's get on with the show. Let's get on with the first comic. Now, this is Fantastic Four number one. It's 1961. Let's roll back 20. Let's roll back a few more years than 20. Let's roll back like 60 years. And they're a different breed of subject, if you like. They're a different breed of writing. The structure is completely different. The sentences are wordy. You know, as I looked through comics as we've gone through the ages, their pictures get bigger and their words get smaller. And I don't mean in the sense that, you know, it's we and. I don't mean like in the length of the word. I mean genuinely like how the sentences are structured. In these ones, they're like novels. I had to go over this two or three times just to make sure I wasn't missing anything. It's really difficult to really sit down and muster the strength to get through some of these really wordy panels. But that's all good. That's half the fun, I suppose, of reading some of these older comics. Now, the front page is kind of cool. I can't really say it's my favorite front page because I haven't looked at many other front pages, but it's cool. You've got a green slime. I suppose we'll find out the name of this monster. And he's got a hold of, you know, the Fantastic Four are trying to defeat this monster by the front panel. And, it, you know, it's big, bold red letters. The Fantastic Four, 1st November, 10 cents. How about that? 10 cents. I'd love to know what that is with inflation. And you've got little captions here. Like, I can't turn invisible. This is Susan Storm. Can't turn invisible fast enough. How can we stop this creature torch? Shouting to a brother, Johnny, who's the human torch. Just wait and see, sister. The Fantastic Four have only begun the fight. And, you know, you've got the Thing and Mr. Fantastic there on the front page. And it kind of gives you this sense of, okay, so we're going in with this. This is the first one. A bit of peril, a bit of danger. And I immediately kind of think these are like retro games, if that makes sense. They look great because I think these have been redone for the digital market, and they look fantastic on my iPad. But I suspect if you go back in time and you pick up an original Fantastic Four number one, I dread to think how much that would be even worth in today's market. You know, it's like playing a retro video game, you know, that kind of art style. It looks great though, it really does. So as we open the panel up, this is the origin story. The first part of the comic, I didn't realize it was going to be three parts, is an introduction to the Fantastic Four. You've got Dr. Reed Richards, Ben Grimm, Susan Storm, and Johnny Storm. And it goes over about how these four people come about. Susan Storm is having a cup of tea with someone and she just disappears. She just turns herself invisible and she's running through a load of people. They've seen a sign saying the Fantastic Four and they're off. You know, they're going to know, you know, they're going, that's their calling card. It's like a classic Batman calling card with the light in the sky, and they're doing it. They're going off and they're going to see basically what's what, which is cool. It's a good way to start. And in the Fantastic Four panel, you've got a load of people but like looking up the sky, like, you know, giving it, what's going on? Who's this? And here's what I mean by it's wordy. You know, the first panel that we read, it goes, with the sudden fury of a thunderbolt, a flare is shot into the sky over Central City. Three awesome words taken from as if by magic, and a legend is born. I mean, that's already a lot of words for the first panel on it. I was about to call it a podcast, but on here. Crazy stuff. As I said, Susan Storm, she then gets into a taxi and she's driven to a destination. And the taxi driver is like, what is going on? Why am I just having money floated in front of my face? You know, and it's brilliant. And I think this is actually one of my favorite, like, beginning panels, is where the Thing is trying to find some clothes that fit him. And all of a sudden, you know, the shopkeeper's like, look out the sky. And he's like, yes, I can get rid of these. And he just bursts through everything. The cops come along and they start shooting at him. And they start, you know, and he just rips up a manhole cover, dives in the sewers. And then out of nowhere, pops up and a car hits him square in the face. Well, it looks like he gets his hands up. But everyone's like, what's going on? You know, and they just, this monster has come out of nowhere. At this point, we haven't found out how the Fantastic Four became the Fantastic Four. And I'm really glad that we do get to that shortly. Johnny Storm's working in the car and all of a sudden he just flames on, as he says, melts the car down and bursts out, like freaks the mechanic out that he's working with, you know, and he flies away. But what he doesn't realize is there's a Hunter missile tracing him, you know, and you, because they've sent the jets out after him. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Mr. Fantastic reaches up, grabs the Hunter missile out, throws it in the sea, it detonates in the sea. But Johnny Storm's all out, you know, he's all out of fire. Oh, Reed, he gets a hold of Johnny in the middle of him and saves him. And he's like, you know, you all heeded my summons. Good. There is a task that awaits us, a fearful task. Again, those little, you know, little bubbles. There's a lot of words going on. There's a lot to speak about. And then we start understanding. We get that flashback of how they become the Fantastic Four. And I never knew this, that they'd gone up to, you know, find these cosmic rays. And they sneak into this airbase. Steal this rocket, you know, before the guard can stop them. The mighty ship, which Reed Richards had spent years construction, is soaring into the heavens towards outer space. She's behaving like a baby. Everything is perfect, Ben says. Yeah, except there are no cosmic rays. No one knows what they'll do. You know, sorry, it says, yeah, except the cosmic rays. No one knows what they'll do. So there's obviously been like, there's been lots of, you know, research into these cosmic rays, and there's definitely frustration between Dr. Reed Richards and Ben Grimm. Is it Grimm or Grime? You have to let me know if I'm getting that right. And then they go into the cosmic rays, and at that point they don't really know what's going on. They don't know what's hit them. You know, they say in this panel here they don't feel anything. They have no idea what's going on, why they're all of a sudden, you know, what's happening to him. And then things happen. Johnny Storm starts lighting up. Ben then turns into the Thing. You know, Susan disappears. And then all of a sudden, you know, Richard Reed goes all bendy. You know, they start, him and Ben start fighting. You know, the Thing starts fighting and he wraps his, you know, long arms around him. And that's it. That's how they're formed. They do the classic superhero hand in. And yeah, that's how they come to who they are, with Johnny Storm, Human Torch, lighting up a little fire ready. You know, and then we kind of get into the crux of the comic. The Fantastic Four meet Mole Man. And this is essentially rolling on from the beginning, before the flashback, if you like, of the comic. And over the next two parts, you get this, how do I put it? There's incidents going on around the world. Someone is stealing certain bases and they're causing the grounds to sink in. And in an area, I think it was French Africa. I'm not sure where that is. I'm guessing it's in Africa. The ground opens up, you know, the troops are like, what is going on? All of a sudden, the ground's kind of missing, and out pops this green monster and crushes the base. And in this, the end of this, or getting towards the end of this part, if you like, they're all like, what is going on? Why, you know, what is that? Big bubbles. They're firing into this green monster. Not a lot's touching it. But then out of nowhere, shouts, enough, return to Earth's core, our mission here is finished, go. And then someone, you know, the Mole Man has controlled the monster to basically send him back to Earth's core. We're then back with the Fantastic Four, and they're going over to a place called Monster Island. And, you know, Ben is basically saying that's a fairy tale, there's no such thing as Monster Island, you know, but the Doctor is pretty convinced there is. And they find it, they find Monster Island, they climb around, and then they find a three-headed nightmare of a creature, and it's hurling themselves at them. And you know, that's basically when Mr. Fantastic comes into action, you know, grabbing the neck and throwing it into the sea. And then you've got Johnny Storm and Mr. Fantastic, they basically fall down a cavern. He uses him as a parachute, which is a quality panel actually. And I think that might go on the Instagram. I think that's a really cool looking panel. And then they're subjected to a bright light collapse, and they're put in these uniforms. And I have to say, at this point, no one really says why they're in these uniforms. They don't understand why they're in these uniforms or what it's all about. And the mole man appears. He's explains to them that the reason you can't see is you're blinded by the Valley of Diamonds. Hundreds of diamonds are there. And then he says to himself, you know, and as for me, I am the mole man. And then we get this, you know, the mole man secret, which is the next part. And it's basically a kind of go over of how the mole man becomes the mole man, you know, that he was subjected to bullying and he basically, you know, couldn't get a job, couldn't get a girl, couldn't get anything. And he just walked away. He left and he'd gone to Monster Island and he basically then controlled the island to his will. He bent the monsters and to their will. The panel here on this page, on page 22, when it was all over, you know, he'd fallen down this cavern. And when it was over, I had somehow miraculously survived the fall. But due to the impact of the crash, I'd lost most of my sight. Yes, I'd found the center of the earth, but I was stranded here like a human mole. This is kind of how we get the mole man. And all of a sudden, he starts explaining how his senses are heightened. He throws a stick and he starts fighting one of the Fantastic Four. And, you know, it goes as a note of madness into the mole's voice as he speaks of his power. And then he makes his first fatal mistake, you know, and he's having this kind of fight and ends up taking this, the one of the Fantastic Four off his feet and knocks him to the ground. And then all of a sudden the Thing appears with Susan Storm. And after a classic hero, you know, super villain monologue, they go in and they batter the living daylights out of him, but not until we get a fight from, you know, the monsters. This one here, it's, you know, the panel here says, hearing the mole's signal, the largest and most deadly of the underground creatures ponderously upraises itself into the room, its brainless rage directed at the four astonished humans. And Johnny Storm melts himself out of this suit. Again, I don't understand these suits. You know, if someone could let me know why, I'm wondering if the mole man knew who these were. And he put them in to stop their powers. But as soon as the Human Torch was like, flame on, let's go. And that's it. Job done. He's like, yep, I'm good. I'm just going to burn my way out of this suit. And they go after the mole man. And they give him a battering. They jump on the jet and they fly away. And it says here, you know, right at the end of this comic, it says, but whether we've seen the last of the Mole Man or not, we will see much more of the most amazing quartet in history in the next great issue of the Fantastic Four. Don't miss it. The end. So that kind of sums up the comic. It's, you know, it's probably not the best review. It's my first review of a comic. I've given you a breakdown of each of the panels that I find significant. And when I reflect on it, it's quite an incredible read. It really is. It is like a novel. It is almost like you're reading a novel. There's so many words for a comic, which isn't a problem. You know, they're built differently back, you know, in the 60s. I suspect as I go through different comics and bring different ones in, we're going to see, you know, some comics with less sentence structure, you know, sentences, a lot less than what we've got here. I've got to say, I really enjoyed it. I really, really enjoyed reading it. I don't know how I'm going to review these, whether I'm going to give them a star rating. I think if I was to give this a star rating, I'm going to give this like a 3 stars. I really enjoyed it, but it's not what I would say, you know, it's a must read. And I don't know what must reads are. And I suppose as I go through this podcast and this journey, maybe I'll learn quite comfortably what I would class as a must read. So that's my kind of breakdown of the Fantastic Four number one. What did you think, you know, of A, my breakdown? Let me know. I'd love to hear. But two, have you read it? Are you doing the same thing that I do? Are you going back over some of the previous Marvel comics and, you know, going over them? You know, next we've got Fantastic Four number two. And hopefully I can give more detailed responses to this. As I said, check out our Instagram, Off the Shelf. You'll see some of my favorite panels from this issue. I'll also do a competition, weekly competition of, I'll take a panel, a screenshot of a panel, and I'll upload it and, you know, guess the panel. I want to thank you all for listening. I really appreciate it. If you've enjoyed it, please do give it a thumbs up, subscribe. However you want to do it, do leave it a review on iTunes. You know, the reviews help me out a great deal. If you want to interact with me over on Twitter, it's at Off The Shelf. If you want, you know, hit me up on Instagram. Again, you know, my Instagram will be Off The Shelf. This should be hosted on Anchor, anchor.fm/offtheshelf. And it will be available hopefully soon on Spotify, iTunes, and wherever you get your podcasts from. If you have any advice for me in reviewing the comics, then please do let me know. I look forward to hearing from you. Until the next one, we'll see you soon. Bye-bye.